Thank you, Ulrike Junger and Klaus-Dirk Schmitz, for your greeting words. Dear colleagues, dear guests and participants of our conference, concepts in context is a topic of our conference. With this conference topic, the two central terms are mentioned, which are treated in two individual lectures. Concepts are meant as entities of meanings, which are used within a structure, within a context to represent knowledge. Designing knowledge organization and information retrieval systems requires constant considering how concepts and context should be modeled appropriately for efficient and user-friendly forms of searching and finding. This becomes all the more important the more searching and finding should go beyond the mere pattern matching approach and integrate the semantic level. We all are impressed by the amount of information that can be reached by the World Wide Web. There are a lot of valuable repositories and access tools for all media types. But up to now, we cannot say that a substantial progress has been made in establishing sufficient forms of supporting semantic searching, especially when we consider multilingual aspects or questions of combined searches over heterogeneously indexed documents. Even the success of a search engine like Google is mainly based upon its ingeniously ranking algorithm and affiliated business plan, but not supported by any means of contextualizing the search concepts. The given description is well accepted, and both considerations and efforts are undertaken in order to improve the situation. High expectations are made of the vision of a semantic web. Besides the fact that some models for formal representing of semantic data already have been developed, the concept has indistinct outlines. In compliance with the requirements of semantic retrieval, further clarifying of our central terms, concept and context, and possibilities for the formal representations are indispensable. However, semantic web will be understood, it cannot be constructed from nothingness. It must be backed upon existing material, for example, existing indexing languages, ideally by a more precise understanding and formally correct representation of concepts and their content. With this description, the metaphor of bridge building is addressed, a metaphor well suited for describing interoperability of indexing languages. Bridge building has become a popular metaphor within the political societal context at the latest since our new head of state, Christian Wulff, declared his obligation to this task. At the near end of our crisscross project, we will also acclaim our obligation to the task of bridge building. The project is funded by the German Research Foundation, and the work is done in cooperation with the German National Library. Additionally, it should be emphasized that this conference would have not been possible without funding by the German Research Foundation, so I will say special thanks to them. The central challenge of the project consists of two bridge-building tasks. First, a method for joining the elements of the German subject headings authority file to the classes of the German translation of the duodecimal classification has to be invented, taking into account the context of the topical headings as well as the DDC classes. Second, the joins, the bridges, have to be constructed for all 165,000 headings and 40,000 classes. The details will be reported later. All in all, we were constantly confronted with harmonizing the practical work with theoretical reflections to achieve best possible results. a further aspect of bridge building, especially in the environment of a university of applied sciences. Each part regarded separately threatens to fall in significance. To enhance our metaphor, which further bridge building tasks describe the design of improved indexing and retrieval environments for future purposes, we can indicate, for example, bridges understood as relations between semantic entities, headings, and classes in indexing languages. Bridges between best practice findings and new ideas. Bridges between findings of different disciplines, for example, harmonizing the findings of knowledge organizations with findings of formal knowledge representation. RDF triples as example of newer conceptions of typed relations between data entities in the context of linked data developments. Definition of knowledge structures by representation of knowledge entities in semantically structured nets with possibilities of switching from one net to another along the typed relations. It seems impossible to construct new inventories both in form of new entities and new relations. Instead, use has to be made of ideas of automatic and collaborative approaches by defined rules. This implies ideas of bridge building on a higher level. One of our speakers, Stella Dexter Clark, has stated in a recent contribution to an anthology devoted to future directions of information science, I will cite, "Designing a vocabulary for a specific retrieval application had always been a challenge. But to make it work across multiple networked applications adds a new dimension of complexity. The networks have opened up an array of different resources, systems, and applications. And users want to search them all at one pass. Indexing vocabularies can no longer be designed in isolation if they are to serve in the interconnected world. Interoperability between systems is not just a buzzword, there is a real demand. But 8 years into the 21st century, at least one question is wide open. Will developers of new applications, vocabularies, and systems be content to follow the standards to realize the interoperability advantages? Or will practices continue to diverge as new technologies stimulate innovative approaches to knowledge organization? Herewith the concept of interoperability is addressed, a concept which comes close to bridge building between entities of semantically structured vocabularies. Technically speaking, interoperability means a standard for interchanging and processing data. When considering semantically interpretable data, this conception often is extended to ideas of semantic equivalence in order to improve retrieval systems. This extension is by no means trivial. To justify this extension and to embed it into the general conceptual formulation when designing retrieval systems, some requirements have to be considered. Without going into details, I will indicate only some points. Retrieval systems contain indexing data of utmost heterogeneity. Should semantic interoperability be modeled on a conception of semantic equivalence or as a connection from entities of satellite systems by typed and logically defined relations to a core ontology? It should be further studied whether it will be possible to harmonize cognitive understanding and machine interpretation and what kind of improved retrieval will be realizable by this harmonization. User-oriented systems should combine colloquial or even slang forms of verbal access with machine-oriented representation and inference systems. The concept of semantic interoperability should be modeled within a formal structure with defined logical properties of relations between semantic entities in order to support machine inferences for retrieval purposes. Multilingual requirements should be kept in mind. Suitable inventories for relationing conceptual entities have to be developed, which go beyond traditional thesaurus relations. Suggestions may be derived from former studies, including ideas of building faceted structures or syntactical indexing devices. The benefit of such enhanced inventories for retrieval systems has to be studied further. The requirements of formal models for representing semantic data like SCOS or RDF should be taken into account. Desirable enhancements of the models should be proposed. Transformation, especially in form of relational enrichment and future utilization of existing indexing languages, seems to be more realistic than creating entire new ones. Prospects and limits of automatic procedures should be studied. Considering all these points, a transformation progress is described, which can be seen as a transition from term-based forms of information retrieval to concept-based forms. The vision for further goals complementing the approved methods can be described as systems allowing conceptual navigation along an enriched inventory of relations, offering machine systems by selecting appropriate relations for creating hits or by drawing logical valid inferences along the typed relations. Many details have to be elaborated further. A very essential brace for all necessary efforts is named by interoperability of concepts in context or by building bridges between semantically represented knowledge, the topic of our conference. Bearing this in mind, when planning and organizing this conference, we intended not only to report on the projects Crisscross and Reseda being accomplished at the Cologne Institute of Information Management, but also to present several ideas and models which are connected to their aims. The idea was bringing together well-known experts in their respective fields to get information on the actual work concerning semantic representation, interoperability, and related questions, and to discuss perspectives for future developments. We will begin focusing on best practice examples and planned applications for providing interoperability. And Helge Jacobs, Sina Mengel, and Katrin Müller will present a review of the Crisscross project. Its aim is to create a multilingual, thesaurus-based, and user-friendly research vocabulary that facilitates research in heterogeneously indexed collections by mapping the topical headings of the journal subject headings authority file to notations of the Dewey decimal classification. This approach is supplemented by a presentation of Helga Karg and Yvonne Jahns, considering the aims of a translingual retrieval by establishing links between vocabularies, especially Library of Congress subject headings, Rameau, and the German subject headings authority file, and the moving between vocabularies as it can be seen in the results of the MAX project. The second session will focus on possible benefits of indexing languages and the relational characteristics for interoperability and semantic web applications. Jessica Hubrich will take up theoretical results from the Crisscross project, and she will present a tiered model of semantic interoperability, which correlates methods of establishing types of inter-system relations to specific search functionalities in retrieval scenarios. Connecting SVD headings to DDC numbers for improved retrieval is the initial situation of the presentation of Claudia Effenberger and Julia Hauser. They ask the question, would an explicit versioning of the DDC bring advantages for retrieval? And report on a small research project of the German National Library if it is possible to solve the problem of relocating DDC numbers in the editorial process for keeping the system up to date with scientific advancement and literary warrant by giving each version of a DDC class a unique identifier. In his presentation, A Semantic Web View on Concepts and Their Alignments, Antoine Isaac will build the bridge from specific library cases to the semantic web and wider linked data perspective. He will introduce the SCoS model for representing semantic data and present landmark projects that position themselves in the linked data paradigm. He will also give an overview of some issues that remain to be tackled. At the beginning of the second day, tomorrow, Dagobert Zörgel will give a keynote about conceptual foundations for semantic mapping and semantic search. I'm very glad that he appealed to give this note. One could hardly find a better suitable person for such an overview. The next two presentations combine interoperability and standardization. Stella Dexter Clark asks for the feasibility and desirability of agreeing and implementing standardized mapping types, discussing various mapping strategies and projects. Continuing, Philip Meyer reports on some aspects of the project COMOHE and proposes a search scenario with three topic-related thesauri which have been connected with cross-concordances as part of a Meyer terminology mapping initiative in the project and indicates the benefits of representing vocabularies in SCoS format for search. A very contemporary issue with high potential for further development is addressed by the topic of our last session, functional requirements for subject authority data, as a follow-up to the Ferber model. While Ferber is directed to the analysis and description of bibliographic relations and dependencies of bibliographic object, first set addresses the aboutness problem and has a potential for analyzing and describing the whole spectrum of relations between semantic entities on all kinds of levels. Whether being basic or complex entities as elements of indexing languages, or whether being synthesized headings or classes as a result of an indexing process. It seems that the formalization of the first set results still needs some refinements, but the approach has high value for interoperability issues. The first speaker of this session, Gordon Dunsire, will report on interoperability and semantics in RDF representations of Ferber, FRET, and first set. His presentation will discuss special interoperability issues arising from this work. Subsequently, Maya Zuma gives special concern to the topic of modeling aboutness and reports on dilemmas during the development of the first model, as well as some of the comments received during the review process. When concerned with building bridges between elements of different structured indexing languages, the question arises, what is the nature of the semantic entities? And what criteria can be given for regarding them as semantically interoperable, especially when the structural characteristics of the different terminologies are taken into account? Or when considering a synthesized phrases with reference to a document content. In the context of our two projects, Reseda and Crisscross, we formed the opinion that the first set approach should be enhanced by some interoperability features. Felix Boteram will present the results of our consideration. Coming to the end of my introductory words, I will once more cite Stella Dexter Clark. Gun are the preoccupations with keeping knowledge organization schemes and other tools down to a manageable size. Gun too are the most of the difficulties of getting hold of the published literature. In their place, we are now grappling with how to make easily navigable and searchable an increasingly diverse and complex network of systems, languages, and resources. These words can serve as a stimulating summary of the objects of the conference. The talks and presentations to be delivered will hopefully be a valuable contribution reaching the goals mentioned. Therefore, I hope you will enjoy our conference and also wish you a pleasant stay in Cologne. Now I can pass the word to Jessica Hubrich, a member of our Cologne Crisscross team, as the chairperson for the first section. She will introduce the speakers of our first section. Thank you.